Opening credits. The Legend of the Zombie Pigmen, Book 1, The Beginning. Written by Cube Hunter. Narrated by Alvin Duong. Chapter 1. Oh, the pigs. The life of a pig may sound boring, but it is everything except that. Strolling around the fields is quite hard work. You have to watch out for random craters that those creepers make. It is quite puzzling to them why creepers explode in the first place. You might not know this, but creepers are like cousins to pigs. That is why the pigs care so much about them. Pigs are also quite smart. They always seem like they are going somewhere, but nobody knows where. They are very cautious of their surroundings as well. They will always avoid those one-block drops because they have small feet. It is quite hard for them to climb that one block. You would know this if your feet were as small as theirs. Pigs have a really hard time during the night. Who doesn't, after all? They, on the other hand, get spooked far too easily. The zombie lurking around the corner of that tree has the potential to startle that pig. The same thing happens when spiders fall from trees. Pigs are also very scared of the rain. The loud thunderstorms scare them a lot. There is also a legend among the pigs, a legend about their brethren, the pigmen. It's a scary story that all mama pigs tell their children. There was once a pig who was the bravest of them all. He did not fear any jump scare zombies or any falling spiders. He was so brave that he would stroll around even during a thunderstorm. Every pig looked up to him and wanted to be like him. One day, it was raining very hard, and there were more thunderstorms than usual. But it didn't matter to our brave pig. He had his mind set on going somewhere. It was a large plains biome. There were no trees anywhere, only a long stretch of semi-flat land and some occasional craters and ponds. Seeing that, our fellow pig felt a tug in his stomach. His instincts were telling him to wait out the storm. But despite this, he didn't lose his determination. "I have to do it," he decided. After all, he could not show his weakness to the other pigs that were watching him. So he started his journey. After he left his shelter from under the tree, he felt a sense of accomplishment for what he was doing. He was feeling proud of every step he was taking. But then came the disaster. A bolt of lightning struck him. He felt his health lower immediately. For a brief moment, everything went white, and his head felt light. He crawled to a nearby pool of water to see what had happened to him, and he couldn't believe what he saw with his own two eyes. Two of his front limbs had turned into hands. His face was half pig and half skeleton, and worst of all, he had green marks all over his body, like a zombie. He was so devastated that he did not want to continue his journey anymore and turned back. Meanwhile, the other pigs were watching him from under the trees. They were extremely concerned about what happened to their fellow pig, but soon, that concern turned into terror. They saw what he had become and were immediately scared of him. When he returned, he tried to convince them that he was the same despite his looks, but nobody would listen to him. They all just ran away from him without giving him a chance to talk. After all of this, he was extremely sad and lonely. He had nobody to watch all his brave acts, no other fellow pigs to talk to. All he did was travel around until one day, he found a mysterious gate. There was solid black obsidian that formed a strong rectangular frame with a purple glass that appeared to be moving within it. He mustered the courage to put one of his hands in it. His hand passed through. He couldn't hold it any longer. Curiosity got the best of him, and he went inside. After that, no one saw anything else. Some pigs did find this story inspiring, while others find it terrifying. It sparks equal amounts of bravery and cowardice among the pigs. Some say that it is a story of the legends, and it isn't true, while others are strong believers of this story. To this day, a few
sample complete. Ready to continue?